doctor. Say hi to Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Doctor, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic here in Sacramento, early in the morning, although.
I was going to say how late it is. Let's get right into that.
Okay.
A real timely interview, I guess, you know, with it being Valentine's Day, I suppose. But I did want to ask you about pistachios. That's interesting. It's kind of a tasty treat, but obviously from your experience, you know, particularly for men, they really might want to, you know, consider adding that to their diet, right?
Absolutely. And I think there's probably three realms important to that. One, of course, heart healthy. Number two is erectile dysfunction. It's shown to improve erectile function. And, of course, where weight management is a healthy snack. So if you have had, say, three reasons why men should choose pistachios where there's clinical evidence, I think those would be the three.
No question. And obviously, this is not something you're just saying. I mean, there were some studies that were done this. I think they were real careful about the age of the men that they used in the study and how much pistachios they gave them and how often. And obviously, this is really based on some real numbers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, when you look at, they did a clinical trial, took men aged between 38 to 59 years old, and they all had erectile dysfunction. And what they did, they had them eat 3.5 ounces of pistachios daily for 3 weeks. And what the conclusion of the trial was, they saw that in these men that had erectile dysfunction, they had improved erectile function and sexual satisfaction after that 3 week period of time. And it's been speculated why would that actually happen is because of the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties that are attributed to pistachios that improve blood flow. So they improve blood flow throughout the body. That's why the connection to heart health as well, in addition to improving erectile function.
Obviously, I would imagine, too, that, you know, erectile dysfunction issues probably tie to the overall health picture, you know, doctor, when you look at cholesterol, like you said, blood flow, just overall in good health. I would imagine that while every case is a little different, a lot of these men that are having erectile dysfunction issues, I mean, it's just, it's part of a larger problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we went several years ago, I mean, before it was always thought that erectile dysfunction was a psychological issue. And what we've known, we've moved it far beyond that to look at it as a indicator of a man's cardiovascular health. So if a man has erectile dysfunction, there is a cardiovascular issue. And that's where you throw in the pistachios, where what role does it have? Anti-inflammatory properties, antioxidant properties to improve blood flow. And what's interesting when you think about it, why would they do this study? Well, it goes way back to time. It's been like folklore that in Egyptian time where, you know, pistachios were thought as an aphrodisiac. So someone thought, well, what's to that? A study this even further. And that's where they came up with this clinical trial and other research showing that that's the importance of the pistachio of the diet with the anti-inflammatory properties and improving erectile function.
All right. What I wanted to ask, too, is about, you know, getting some information about this. Obviously, eating several bags of pistachios a day is probably not what you have in mind for men. I mean, you got to kind of be showing a little common sense, I would think, about this, right?
Absolutely. It's not that you can just go out and there's immediate effects. It's really about transforming your diet. I think that's the message, is that the way you eat is very important to your overall health. And as you mentioned, some other medical issues can cause erectile dysfunction, but it's really evolved about heart health. And I think that's the timeliness of this subject. It's heart health, you know, going to Valentine's Day and being heart healthy and having a heart healthy diet. And that's what's very important here.
All right, and finally, just for, you know, for those people that might be saying, wait a second, how much did the pistachio group pay you for this study? I understand they were not involved at all, right?
No, they're not. They're not. And I've been just a proponent of erectile dysfunction, and I'm a clinical physician, so I see patients day in and day out, and have a specialty interest in erectile function and heart health. And so that's when I've heard about this, and I said, well, there's more to it. I'm really trying to transform the way we eat to understand that food is medicine and food has benefits. And when you look at something, pistachio that's good for the heart, maybe erectile dysfunction, you know, that's what we kind of coined it, the love nut, if you will. But, you know, there's a lot of places you can go and get information. So, you know, your listeners could go to www.americanpistachios.org and really find out some some healthy tips of the amounts and things like that. So, yeah, that's where my focus is coming from a clinician who really believes that the way you eat is the way you live.
Fantastic, Doctor. I appreciate the good information. Like I said, just in time for Valentine's Day, so I hope people will be able to use the information well and stay healthy. Good talking to you.
All righty. Great talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.